Bike safety is top of mind right now in San Francisco, where two bicyclists were killed in separate hit-and-run collisions a week ago. Police say a man driving a stolen Honda through Golden Gate Park crossed into the wrong lane to pass slower cars and hit 41-year-old Heather Miller. 2 hours later, 26-year-old Kate Slattery was struck by a driver who ran a red light in another part of the city. The incidents have renewed a traffic safety debate that's going on in many cities where biking is booming and accidents are happening. Joining us now is Chris Cassidy of the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition. And Chris, your group says the city's not doing enough to make the streets safe for cyclists.
The bottom line is collisions like these are predictable and preventable. In San Francisco, we know where severe collisions are most likely to happen. They happen on high injury corridors throughout the city, as identified by the Department of Public Health. In fact, 70% of severe injury collisions in San Francisco happen on just 12% of our streets. So we know exactly which streets need improvements.
And why aren't the improvements happening, do you think?
I think that there's a lack of leadership. We need transformative leadership in San Francisco to see our streets improved for everybody who walks, bikes, and drives. And at the end of the day, we don't have a transformative leader. We have Mayor Ed Lee, and he's failing the people of San Francisco when it comes to delivering safer streets.
One thing that has been said about what's happening in San Francisco is that it's a city that is booming, and just perhaps the infrastructure for bicyclists has not caught up with the boom in population. Well, what do you say to that?
In addition to population increases, we also know that bicycling, the popularity of it is rising faster than that of any other mode of transportation. Last year alone, there was a 9% increase in the number of bike trips taken in San Francisco. And over the past 10 years, we've seen a 184% increase in the number of bike trips taken in our city. So what's clear is that the people of San Francisco are shifting how they get around. They're embracing active transportation, and they're embracing healthier ways of getting around in terms of producing better air quality. But the city of San Francisco isn't doing enough to support them in those decisions. And at the end of the day, the transportation agency that's in charge of safer streets and the SFPD, who's in charge of data-driven enforcement to deliver safer streets, are failing the people of San Francisco. Both of those agencies answer to Mayor Ed Lee.
Well, what would you like to happen? Mayor Lee was just reelected in the last year.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We would love to have a strong partner in the mayor's office, and we know that we have a small number of years at least to continue working with Mayor Lee. We would invite Mayor Lee to really take this opportunity to pivot towards safer streets. His administration has been one of offering lots of promises, including Vision Zero, the plan to eliminate traffic deaths in San Francisco by 2024. But at the end of the day, when we have an unprecedented night of two fatal collisions involving people biking in San Francisco, it's clear that unprecedented set of tragedies should be a wake-up call for the mayor's office as well as for city agencies that are responsible for delivering safer streets.
So what would an ideal street look like in your view? How would it be designed so that it would be safe for bicyclists but also a good street for cars to drive on and pedestrians to walk along?
That's a great question. I think it's first and foremost important to look at how the street's currently being used. So if we're talking about a heavily biked street, let's actually take a concrete example in San Francisco. Market Street is the spine of San Francisco, going through downtown and out to the outer neighborhoods. And actually, it's the most biked street in the United States of America, with 67% of vehicles during morning commute hours being bicycles. That is thousands and thousands of bikes a day. And what we're talking about in Market Street is a very wide boulevard with plenty of room to make improvements. It's also the case that for most of Market Street, there's no on-street parking. So that's not an issue. What we'd like to see on Market Street, and what we actually have on parts of Market Street, is physically protected bike lanes with a physical barrier separating slower-moving, lighter traffic from heavy, fast-moving traffic. It's when you get traffic intermingling that causes dangerous situations. Another option for improvement is protected intersections. The small but extremely bike-friendly city of Davis, California, near San Francisco, has some protected intersections, and those include physical barriers between people biking through the intersection itself, while also having those barriers decrease so that people can go through the intersection without being impeded.
And how much would it all cost?
That is something that often comes up. But when you're talking about comparing cost versus human lives, it's really a calculation that we're not eager to go down that avenue.
Well, but it is part of the reality, though, right? I mean, you could say the same thing about an airplane, that why don't we just pay for everyone to have parachutes on the plane? But, you do have to have a cost-benefit analysis at some point.
Absolutely. And actually, this is something that came up recently with the city passing legislation to put black boxes in city vehicles. In that situation, I know the cost there was, I think, around $2 million. But they were looking at such incredible savings, not just in the value of human life, but also in lawsuits that the city is facing. So what we're looking at here is a similar situation where people in San Francisco are demanding safer streets. The people are supporting Mayor Ed Lee in delivering safer streets, but we're just not seeing a lot of action from the mayor's office. And frankly, it's hurtful and very disappointing.
That's Chris Cassidy, Communications Director with the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Jeremy, thank you so much. Take care of yourself.